Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a special guest here tonight, two special guests. I'm sorry to do this, but Becky and Emily Skiles are with us. We were with your husband and Timothy and Rachel just on Sunday in Florida, and they're here with us from Florida visiting, so great to have them here tonight. Jason looked good there. Kids were alive, so yep, good to see them. Dear friends, tonight I want to start with a question here. Who is a missionary? Who is a missionary? So is there a picture, that an image that comes to mind when I say a missionary? Now, when I was thinking about that question, what came into my mind was we typically think of someone who goes to a distant place and someone who does a heroic deed. Is that kind of the picture you have? Kind of like this guy, Maurice Graham. I don't know if any of you have heard of Maurice Graham. I met him last week in Orlando, and I got to hear him speak. Just had an exchange with this man. And wow, he was a Baptist missionary. He was sent to a distant land, to Kuwait, in 1990, I believe it was, as a Southern Baptist missionary. Yes, I talked to a Baptist missionary. It's okay. He was sent to Kuwait in the early 90s. And those of you who know history know that some things happened in the Middle East right around the early 90s, Desert Storm. About 3 months after being stationed in Kuwait, Saddam Hussein and his military might took the country of Kuwait and occupied that country. You remember this. Within just a few days, Maurice Graham and his wife and his three children, who didn't speak the language and were stuck in Kuwait, their house was surrounded by Iraqi soldiers. The wife was assaulted. The kids were held at gunpoint for about a week. Thankfully, Maurice Graham, through some sort of exchange with these soldiers, was able to go to the U.S. Embassy, and they were held hostage for 120 days. You can Google it and look up his own story. But I met this man and got to exchange and hear about his story. And there he was in the U.S. Embassy, and he was reading out of the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, and he didn't know what to pray, but he prayed. Reading the book of Daniel, he came to the point where King Nebuchadnezzar had a crazy and wild dream and changed the course of his next action. Maurice Graham prayed that very night that Saddam Hussein would have a nightmare that would change his direction for his soldiers. Saddam Hussein had that nightmare. It's documented in history this happened. And he didn't seek his advisors out, didn't seek out his strategic counsel for war. And the next day after having that nightmare, he had the hostages released from the U.S. Embassy. It was only after that ordeal and after the Grahams got back to the United States that he finally figured out what had happened. President Bush, and I think it was Secretary of State James Baker, I could be wrong on that. Does that sound right, James Baker? They met with Maurice Graham and told him that they had not had any negotiations, they had not had any agreements. There was no explanation for what had happened except only one thing. His prayer was heard. Saddam Hussein had a wild dream and changed his direction. It kind of gives us hope for what we're seeing here, right, with Ukraine and Russia. But more to the point, this proves kind of what we think is a missionary, which is someone who goes to a distant place and who does a heroic deed. Does that describe any of you? No, Ruth, you're like, no, that's not me. Well, tonight what I'd like to suggest is I don't think Jesus would agree with that definition of missionary. In fact, Jesus is teaching here. We're taking his teaching of the Lord's Prayer from Luke's Gospel. Jesus says, when you pray, pray this way. He's teaching, "Thy kingdom come." It's a prayer, I'm going to suggest, that everyone can pray. Every single person here in the sanctuary, you see, is a missionary. You don't need to go to a distant land. Now, it's what Jesus is teaching here, it's not that you're to go out and convert people to Christianity. It's the Holy Spirit who does that. We don't have to manufacture and try harder. The Holy Spirit does that. And it's not that you need to go to a distant land. That's not really what Jesus is talking about when he teaches, "Thy kingdom come," pray that prayer. What he's saying is that actually missionary activity is best when it's at home, with those that we already know, with those who are outside the kingdom or need God's presence through Jesus Christ. And it's not that we need to do heroic deeds. Missionary activity is nothing more than really bridging the gap between God the Father and someone who is his child. God wants all people to be saved. Now, the church, I'm going to argue, throughout its history, has obscured Jesus' understanding of missionary activity. The church, particularly in the 16th and 17th century, said missionaries are professional people that we send out to go out and do the activity, but we don't have to do anything. We send them out. And then in the 18th, 19th century, the church actually made another maneuver that said we're going to form missionary societies, which we form and we do philanthropy, but no one else has to be a missionary. We form them. And then even in the Lutheran church, we send money and givings, which is a great thing, to the institution. And the institution then supports missionaries. We do that here at Peace, by the way. We have a missionary in Cambodia. But you see, the problem here is that we could think that we're doing missionary activity by really giving it to somebody else. That means I'm a missionary. Jesus is not saying that. Jesus is saying, when you pray, "Thy kingdom come," you are a missionary.